Welcome back to the Hollow Nine Spotlight, our interview podcast, and coming to you just in time to have some last-minute scares for the Shocktober Halloween season of 2017, the first of several interviews we were able to do at this year's New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. First up on the docket is none other than Jordan Ladd. She is just an adorable person and so awesome. You know her from movies like Death Proof and Club Dread and my all-time favorite, Cabin Fever, all of which we talk about in the following interview. So please enjoy and make sure you check out New Jersey Horror Con. You can find them on Facebook, check out their website, and if you are in the area or can get there, I would definitely suggest checking it out next year. It was a lot of fun, and I just want to thank Ryan Weber again for giving the Hollow Nine Network some access. So keep it tuned in here, and this is the first of several, so check out Jordan Ladd. Thank you very much for the Hollow Nine Network.
You make Dave look good.
Seriously, I know, not much to work with, so thank you for bearing with.
Sorry, I didn't refresh this.
Oh, come on. You're like
an I'm like ruining the picture.
No.
He's saying I look like shit.
No. You're bringing me up is the thing. So, we're here at New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival 2017. Hollow Nine Network is talking to the one, the only Jordan Ladd.
Apparently there are others.
Are there? Wow,
Twitter,
I already messed up the intro.
Sorry. Oh, no.
It's fine. Let everybody know. You have a lot of doppelgangers out there. They're not the real one, though. I'm talking to the real one who disturbed the hell out of me with your death in Cabin Fever. Well, actually, it was the pre-death, right? It was just before you died. Tell me a little bit about what it was like just making that movie, because I have a feeling it's sort of like, I didn't expect it to be this like iconic horror movie.
We didn't expect that either. I mean, you know, it was one of those scripts where no one was doing any kind of horror like that at the time, and it was so disgusting. I thought, this is going to be either really awesome or a complete debacle. Mm-hmm. And luckily, it was really awesome, but we had no idea that it would be any kind of hit or it would catch fire, and we just had so much fun making it. It was like camp, and we all got really, really close,
and
we had Thanksgiving there together. We got stuck in North Carolina together and had Thanksgiving in like a shed.
Oh, man, covered in blood.
No, there's no blood.
I mean, when you guys come together to make something like that, I mean, obviously, you know, you audition and you get picked for a part, but did they tell you you're going to be the part that has like all the gruesomeness, like some of the groundbreaking gruesomeness? I think, you know, that scene when you're being eaten alive still by the dog, when they've already pushed you out to the shed,
that's what actually made me like the script. Like, this is really pushing the envelope. It's like dogs eating people is so wrong.
Oh yeah,
that like I was like, this is going way too far in the best way. So there's no setup on it. I mean, I'd really never done anything like that in the horror world before, and I didn't really know the process, but I had some idea that I might be a little uncomfortable when they sent me to get my head cast by KMB Effects, and I panicked for claustrophobia getting the head cast to get the facial appliances.
Wow. So this was your first foray into the horror world.
And
I often watch, when I'm watching the behind the scenes and I see them doing that, I'm like, I don't think I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, what do they tell you that's going to be like before you go in and they start pouring the plaster over you? Or is it just like, sit down and let's do this, and then you're partway through it and it starts to affect you?
And they could, I was just kind of moving my arms, and I think they could tell I was panicking. And so they just like sat and talked me through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was over. So the next time I had to get my head cast for Death Proof, I was like, listen, here's how it's going to go. Somebody has to stay here while I'm covered with the straws up my nose, etc., and just talk to me while this sets, and I'll be fine. Otherwise, I need to take some kind of benzodiazepine.
Right. So, now that you've kind of gone through this process and people are recognizing you, I mean, we're at New Jersey Horror Con, so it's obviously become this this sort of fixture in the lexicon of horror films. What is that like for you when you're being recognized for these parts with these like spectacular death sequences? I mean, Death Proof, you were awesome in Death Proof. I love Death Proof. One of my favorite Tarantino movies of all time.
Oh, wow,
and
awesome.
I feel like it was underrated when it came out in the grindhouse.
This would be the right time for it.
Right. Because the realness of the situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, who doesn't love y'all's foursome in the beginning of the movie? Because you guys are the fun, like, almost making fun of the campy, like, 70s party girls, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, horrid death.
What's funny is, like, you know, Jungle Julia comes off a little bitchy, and then once we all get in the car, you kind of like these girls, and the music plays, and it's like, oh, I like these girls, they're friends, and then he takes us out.
Yeah, and it was so brutal. I mean, so brutal.
Yeah.
So are you becoming, do you think, used to that element of film being like part of what is in your wheelhouse now? The sort of, I'm gonna come to some kind of violent end in this. You know what I mean?
I don't expect that. I kind of tripped into horror, which it was Cabin Fever that did the trick.
Right.
Like, I didn't set out to be in horror movies. I just thought that was a really original screenplay, and it was pushing the envelope so much, so that kind of jumped me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it's not the entirety of what I do, but I've been exposed to this world of wonderful fans and like a community, and all the Halloween people are great. We see each other, and it reconnected me yesterday and today to Eric Stolhansky, actually Club Dread is a comedy, but it's also a horror movie, so we haven't seen each other in years. So this is a really nice way to community of people, and an excellent thing to be involved with.
And it's nice because you have that sort of duality there with Club Dread, where it's working as both a really awesome homage to the slasher films, but it's their Broken Lizard comedy troupe. So what was that like? Was it like you were just part of the family when they brought you into that, or did you see like, all right, they're the lizards and we're all over here? What was it like working with them?
I mean, it was like joining a fraternity with them, because we were all in Mexico and we had too good a time. And at the end of every day, we would, you know, take all our clothes off. I mean, we were wearing bathing suits underneath. And we'd all, the crew and cast and everybody, we'd go float out in the ocean together for an hour. And then we'd go, like, take a power nap and then get, you know, margaritas at the restaurant at the hotel. And then go to somebody's room and let's smoke some pot and listen to somebody play the guitar. I mean, we had no televisions, no newspapers. It was like a party. I mean, it was like one of the best gigs I've ever had.
It was like you were actually at Coconut Peach, just hanging out.
We really were.
That's awesome. So what's your favorite part of all of this? What's your favorite part of where you've come to in your career, what you've got going on now, what you're looking forward to doing? Is there this sort of driving force that you hold on to that kind of resonates with you, that lets you know you're...
Are you going to ask me 17,000 meaningful questions?
Always. That's how it works.
Okay, so...
I wanted you to feel like this was worth your time. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know how to answer all of that. That's a lot.
Well, you know, you're an artist. I figure there's something that'll come up to the surface. All right, well, what's your favorite part about doing what you do?
I mean, I never grew up. That's the thing. This is child's play. Like, I'm like a kid pretending. And I just never outgrew it. And so I still get to play.
Nice. Favorite horror movie? Do you have one?
Well, I mean, The Shining has always been my favorite. But I just think it's a spectacular movie. And it scares me every time. I've seen it so many times, but it's very unnerving.
Awesome. All right, well, I hope you have a great rest of the con. Thank you for taking a few minutes to sit down with us. This has been awesome. I feel like I'm hanging out with a hero for a few minutes here, so thanks for the opportunity.
But I die in everything. I'm not a hero.
But we keep coming back to see you live again is the sort of thing. And it's like you were
like
the bright, you're such this bright moment until you get killed, so it's sort of like, that's the heart, right? We're always like, that's the one that hurt. You know, when that car accident happens in Death Proof, I'm like, I don't know if I can watch the rest of this now. You know what I mean?
And it's, yeah, but you get some new girls and you fall in love with them, and then they are the heroes.
Yes, yes. So they
often
they,
I just watch that part of the movie.
The second half?
Yes.
Wow. So no, do you not like watching your own stuff?
I have a hard time with it. I mean, I do like it because there's a sense of completion and like, let's see how it all comes together. So on the one hand, I like that aspect of it, but it is very difficult to watch. I'm sure a lot of people here say that, but you want to go back and you want to fix things, or you hate the way you look or sound, or, you know.
So does that happen a lot, like if you're flipping around on cable and you catch one of your movies, and do you just keep going? You're like, nope, we're past that.
You know, it depends. I mean, a couple things that were from a long time ago that I thought I wasn't so great in, I'll catch and go, oh, it's better than I thought. You know, I was really hard on myself at the time. But sometimes I never see that I've done. You know, I mean, the ones that I've seen obviously are things I have to talk about and promote, but there are things I've done I've never seen.
Wow. Wow,
that's how much I have a hard time watching myself.
That's interesting, because I mean, from our side, from the audience side, we never think about it that way, that like, once you're done making it, you're like, okay, I can't anymore. You know, like, I lived it, I kind of need to not experience it again. But I always wonder what it would be like, you know, if you made something and then like 15 years later you're flipping around going, holy shit, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, is there that kind of like, can you watch it as a fan without instantly thinking about, oh, that's me on screen, you know?
Well, Death Proof, because I'm just such a Quentin Tarantino fan, so I can, that's one I can watch as a movie and kind of separate myself a little bit because his dialogue just sings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in a movie called Never Been Kissed, and I caught it recently, and I hadn't seen it in years. And it's such a pleasure. Everyone's in that movie. It's adorable. Drew Barrymore is adorable. Like, it's like the perfect teen movie.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
Nice. Very cool. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for chatting with us. It's always great to hear what it's like to, I mean, for a lot of us, you guys are like, you live in this magic world we're never going to get access to then like walk over here and talk to you.
You're in my world.
Today, right now.
Because you're from Jersey, right?
Yes, I am.
So I'm in your world.
Okay.
I'm just out here.
Thanks for coming to visit. You should come here more often. We'd love to have you. Absolutely.
I love Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey's got it. It's got its perks, you know. The Jersey Shore didn't ruin it completely for us. So.
I've actually been to the shore, not that part of it.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's
but
quite beautiful.
It's what we were known for before they ruined it. So I'm glad you got to experience some of that.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Yeah, there you go. GTL. Okay, well, on that note, thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com. where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.